What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Jen, you said this guy's, you know, you read my profile thing, and it's, you know, the working man's Henry Cavill. And Kristen goes, he's not Henry Cavill.
What does that mean?
Thank you for calling her on the floor about this, because I think you're a better looking Henry Cavill.
Ooh, that's what I was fishing for. Okay. That's all I came for.
Kristen, are we podcasting?
Oh, Jenny, we're podcasting. And I don't know. Listen, I encourage all of you to go to the YouTube to check this bad boy out.
You are going to want to turn this episode on, if you know what I mean.
We've got fancy cameras recording us from afar. It's like a spaceship. And once again, I would just like to say that I look like I'm taking headshots from, like I'm taking like a, I look like I'm taking a passport photo.
Right now, no, actually right now you look like you're a friendly pharmacy worker is Kristen today. Like that they slide in at CVS, you know, and I look cross-eyed and I can't fix it. It's camera angle. And
hey,
also I'm a little cross-eyed.
On the whole thing that I was saying looks great. We are, our cameras look fancy and we're fancier. We're fancier.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it does look great, which thank God we got this together because we have a guest
we sure do.
Up that you guys aren't going to want to miss. But first, can I talk about being a little bit tired today and a little bit sore in my haunches?
Yeah, let's talk about what we did last night, which is just sometimes when we get to go out as girls, it feels like you're breaking all the rules. That's why I always say it. I'm always so excited when we go do shows and there's like this huge posse of women because I know how fucking impossible it is to get out of the house.
Right.
But last night, Jen and I got out of the house. I got out of the house for 46 minutes.
We literally were not supposed to be able to go to this event because we had our Flint show got moved to November. We have a bunch of shows coming up. Go to imomsohard.com and get tickets for it. But the show got moved. So we had the night free. And we got to go to this, like, what's it called?
There's this really awesome movement that these women have created. It's called the Early Bird Club. And it's basically like a dance club from 6 to 9. It's happening all over the country. But then there are, the way I understand it, then there are like, you know, your local group will do the same thing under the umbrella of Early Birds. So like last night it was a local gal.
Party Like a Mother is what hers is called.
Right. And so there's different, but the thing is these places are trying to get these things going and they're really working. Like everybody's buying tickets. Some places only have like 150, 200 tickets. Some places are giant clubs. But what's happening is women are getting to go out from 6 to 9, dance their asses off to a DJ, and you get home at a decent time. And I love that they're now, you know, speaking from Los Angeles, which is if you live in a neighborhood and you want to go dance, it's generally got to go to a club. And ain't no way I'm standing in line, not getting picked and getting in at 10. And I'm so damn tired. I can't see straight. And then I go in and everyone's, you know, wanting to rub up on you. Not that they would on me because they'd be like, why is my mom here?
I'm but not opposed to that. But
I just want to go dance. And
yes.
So I want to do it when I have energy and when I feel like I'm going to get the most out of it. And from 6 to 9 is my sweet spot.
Yeah. And they're playing 90s music, early 2000s dance music. It's such a sweet spot. I kicked my shoe. And here's the other thing. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been to one of these before. So I was like, I'm going to wear my purple shiny pants. Feels like the place to do it. But there were a lot of women just in their sweats, just super cash. I'm looking at one right now. Which was amazing. Everybody was just there to dance. I'm telling you, if there had been any kind of an emergency, like if the DJ would have lifted up the needle and gone like, hey, does anybody have trifold poster board in their car? Because we've got a kid with a, yeah, we handled medical emergency, yeah. Handled. These were all moms.
A weird looking mole. You're going to have three women with their camera lights looking at that going, I've got a dermatologist. I want you to go in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
You've never heard more excuse me's. No, don't worry. I get like, no, it was okay. Just the same. You were not going to get roofied in this place. It is the safest place you've ever been. My friend was like, where'd you put your purse? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. It's fine. Nobody's stealing my purse here.
Well, here's, let me set the stage a little bit. So Jen tells me, like, we got tickets to this thing. It's, you know, the, what was it? Party Like a Mother.
Party Like a Mother.
Party Like a Mother dance club close to a neighborhood where we live. I was at home. Jen does the thing that when friends do this to you, it makes you feel so loved when they just constantly are on your ass and they're like, stop being a pussy, get a fucking pizza. Your kids are fine. Come out for an hour. And I'm like, she wears me down and I'm like, fine.
I texted her pictures with her friends. People she knows from her school. Yeah.
It was such a fucking bullshit move.
Everybody was like, where's Kristen?
I go, fuck it, I'm going. So my head hurt. I was tired. I didn't feel great. I was like, I was like Cameron from freaking Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where I was like, she'll keep calling me. She'll keep calling me. So I got into an Uber. It took me 8 minutes to get there. I go in. It's a room. It's a bar that's turned into a club and it's all women and they're fucking sweating because they're probably hot flashing and dancing at the same time. It was so fun. Everybody's in a good mood. And you can tell there were people literally just came from a sporting event. There were people that got really gussied up. There were, Jen had on these shiny pants. I had on sweatpants. Anything goes. Everything's fine. It was so fun. I danced my ass off for 40 minutes straight. And then I got back in an Uber and I was in my house in under an hour helping my daughter with her lines for Godspell. So it was really, and what Jen did that made me feel so loved. And when friends do this, it's just, it's so good. When like your friend orders you a drink first, like you get there and she like plopped a drink in my hand. She was like, here's a vodka tonic. And then she's got like a bottle of champagne. She's like, everybody's having so much fun. And she's got shiny pants on. She looks so cute. I said, Jen looked like a rich woman from Beverly Hills who had been kidnapped and taken to the club.
She I don't know what that like,
I she was like wearing like super nice, like button up shirt with like shiny pants and high heels. And then by the time I saw her, she had kicked her shoes off.
Them off. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like at one point the women, like, as you imagine, Madonna plays and the women like make a dance line down the middle of the floor and they're dancing and Jen's just sitting on the bench, just watching.
Everybody I loved it.
She like, was darling.
This chick, they made a circle and this girl's doing the split, like popping into the splits and stuff. It was like, some of these girls are like, you know what? I used to do this 20, 25 years ago out on the dance floor.
Mom will be sore today.
Oh my God. I'm sore just from getting low so many times. Like I've really worked my butt muscles in a way that I don't ever work.
I'm going to say the only critical thing I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
I got a criticism. I really feel like if you want to throw, and this is something I will battle with the youngins about this. I'm like, You go ahead and keep your music. But there is a strong like 5 to 7 year time in the millennial space where music sucks. Yeah. There is no beat. It constantly changes. Like I love Nelly Furtado. I went through a really big phase of doing a lot of charcoal drawing to Nelly Furtado. But you know what? I'm not doing dancing to Nelly Furtado. Okay.
No,
I get it, but like play fucking Snoop Dogg, play Prince, play like Madonna. Like the second the DJ, she was like 14 and she was great. But I was like, girl, you're losing people. You want to know how I know? When the song would play and women would bring out their phones and check on like the homestead. I was like, get these bitches back on. They're going to start feeling responsible in a second. Like, Let's give them that music that they can't fucking not move to.
My theory is you need hip hop with a good, strong bass beat to it that women can pick up on easy and just find it.
Women together, it does something for your soul that's like, we just don't, I don't know, man. I am proud of us because we get to be a part of that on some level. But I think when women congregate, which if you've listened to this podcast, you've heard me say it a million times, there's actual data and scientific research that says when women get together, it's better for their literal systems. How could it not be? We'll all get the period at the same time. So why would you think that like our biofeedback would not bounce off each other if you're around women, A, that are laughing and B, that are dancing? It's got to be like the Bacchae. It's got to be like,
yeah,
like next level.
I'll tell you a thing that felt, I still never get over having mom guilt about anything I do that's fun without my kids. And I know the
logic of
how stupid it is. I know it. I know it. But it was nice to be out with all of these moms and be like, oh, these are all really great moms, I'm sure. You know, because they like, I mean, Kristen dropped two people off, made sure they had food before she, you're there with other good moms just doing something illegal and fun. And it was amazing.
Well, and also to tell myself it's 1 hour. Why can't you live here? If it's literally, for me last night, I think it was a good example of like, I really just could have stayed home and like been by myself, read my phone, watched a little TV that I do all the time. But I was like, this is going to give me like different pathways in my brain. I'm going to have different things to think about.
Okay. It just occurred to me too, that the guest that we are going to have on, had he gone to that party last night, he would not be safe.
Here's what I'll say about this guy. I like this guy so much. And I feel like he's maybe one of the only guys that could have been at that party last night. And it would have been a perfect fit.
Exactly.
Talk about leading man.
Like I said, get some chips, get yourself a cocktail. Watch this on the YouTube because he's coming in right now.
So, he's also not hard to look at. You know, when I love something, I shout it from the rooftops.
Everybody's going to hear about it.
And I cannot say enough about laundry sauce. You want your clothes to smell lovely and like sandalwood, like a boyfriend that you've had in the past. And let me tell you something. Not only does laundry sauce smell delightful, it also does an excellent job of cleaning your dang clothes. I'm obsessed with these pods. Let me tell you, you can get a fragrance in Australian sandalwood, Italian bergamot, or Egyptian rose. And all of those, I'm like, those were all different financial bros that I dated at some point. I'm just saying.
Shop laundry sauce in select Target stores now. And for a limited time, our listeners get 20% off. That's a very good deal. 20% off your entire order when you use code IMOMSOHARD at laundrysauce.com. That's 20% off your order at laundrysauce.com with promo code IMOMSOHARD. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support Kristen and Jen and said the I'm So Hard podcast insisted that we try laundry sauce. It's time to make laundry day the best day of the week.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat, guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Kristen and I are so excited. Me, a little bit more excited, because if you listened to the podcast a couple weeks ago, we have our segment called The Hot Flash. And as I was late night scrolling the interwebs, I found this hilarious, partially clothed man and made him a hot flash. And then Roxanne and Casey, who produced the podcast, were like, let's get him on. And so right now, Kristen and I are welcoming to the podcast Evan Mulrooney. He's an actor. He's hilarious. He's on the upcoming season of Tires. He's in the film Stop That Train that's coming out in June. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you. Yay. Yeah. Let's get loud, girls.
Say, we're so excited to have you, not just because, I mean, you should know the honor that is being chosen as a hot flash, because on our show, it's based on a really strong set of requirements, mostly muscles.
Yes.
Low IQ.
Well, we didn't want to say that, but that's, look, man, you're a big guy running around without a shirt on and it doesn't look terrible. So you're welcome to being our first hot flash in the flesh.
Oh, my God. Hot flesh. That's what I'm going for every day. Hot flesh. Well, it's an honor. Who are my predecessors in the hot flesh?
Nobody. You're our first.
Oh, first in studio. It's great to be in studio, by the way.
You're actually, you're our first male guest interviewee. Yeah.
Well, we interviewed our husbands, but that's never, that doesn't feel like a count.
They're shells of men.
Now, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm floored, I'm flattered, and I'm absolutely gagged, Divas. Come on.
Let's do it. Okay, so I have some questions for you. First of all, are tank tops your top of choice?
He's wearing one now. Watch this on YouTube, ladies.
You know what? I know what people want of me. No, I do love them. I have many shirts. Most are tank tops. Most don't have sleeves. I love, you know what? I'm not going to discriminate against shirts. If they show a little something, then I'm probably, they're going to go to the top of the pecking order. They're going to be in the heavy rotation. They're going to be hanging on the back of my door. Also love a crop top.
Oh my God.
I like cutting up shirts.
You're like today's Magnum PI. That's what you're doing for everybody.
You know what's incredible? I know he was Hawaii 5-0, but I just got photos done, and this is a teaser alert. And my look board was Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds, and I have an open challenge out to Tom Selleck. I want his head. I'm gonna dethrone him soon, and that's what we're going for. It's about time for a new.
I'm gonna tell you the secret to that. It's the shorts, okay? I know you're going tank top, but if you can't match it with those short booty shorts that have a 4-inch inseam, then I'm just saying, no man has ever worn the short shorts and the tank top or a Hawaiian shirt, full stash, and made it look more masculine than Tom Selleck. I'm a Tom Selleck. I think I was, he ruined me. I was young and I was in love.
You're telling me, Kristen. I must forewarn you. These pictures are exactly that, because we found the short khakis. We found. I mean, the only thing I love more than tank tops is Daisy Dukes, and I mean that's how other people define them. I just find them as well fitting shorts. They're leg appropriate shorts for me. If you got the ham hocks and.
I will say,
I know what you're doing. Do you just do? Does it? Do women just like line up?
Can you say it
slower?
That's what's
happening right now.
Yeah, I mean,
are you just swimming in it?
No. Yeah. I don't pursue. You know what? Also, wait a second. Before we go any further, speaking of the hot flash, when I saw the clip, the only thing I remember was because I have generational Catholic trauma, but you said, Jen, you said this guy's, you read my profile thing and it's, the working man's Henry Cavill, and Kristen goes, he's not Henry Cavill.
I want to say, what
does that mean?
The working man's Henry Cavill.
He is not Henry Cavill. God bless him.
What does that mean?
Thank you. Thank you for calling her on the floor about this, because
let's make some noise in the chat, guys.
You're a better looking Henry Cavill.
Ooh, that's what I was fishing for. Okay, that's all I came for. All right, this has been awesome, you guys. I will talk to you later. Perfect.
Look, I talk a lot. It's eventually going to kick me in the ass. I'm glad it just happened right there.
And you and me both. I've come to collect.
I do think you are in the Tom Selleck space. I do.
Okay.
I think you're
now this feels like an insult
than Henry Cavill. I do.
Okay, but let's talk about like how you started doing this, like how we found you and everything. Your videos are hilarious. Say what your Instagram is so people can go follow you too.
My handle is it's so ridiculous to say out loud. It's Rune_first_of_his_name because there are many imitators, but no
of Rune Dog.
No real heirs to the throne of the throne that is.
The throne that is the Rune Dog.
Yeah. Rune Dog's running rampant out in these streets.
Where did that name come from? And hopefully it was college or high school.
It's exactly where it came from.
Or did you give it to yourself? You're like, I need a good nickname. Everybody cool has a good nickname. Yeah. Hold on a second.
What's cool?
I'm basically Henry Cavill, and now I need a nickname.
Pretty much, yeah. It was. I've been a man of many nicknames growing up. Big Ev, Ev Dog.
Oh God.
Easy, Big Sleazy. Big Sleazy was the original what I went by. Down to Sasquatch. Many names. But Rune, people started calling me Rooney in high school as a joke. And then you dropped the E from it and I threw a dog and I said, that feels right. That feels right.
Yeah, that's a nice ring to it. Yeah. You know, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, born and bred, 18 years, pure delight and also torment.
Fair. Where did you go after Delaware?
I went, I played football at the University of Maryland. And okay. In College Park, Maryland. And then after that, moved home for a little while, got into comedy and demolition, a match made in heaven. And then I moved to Chicago for 6 years. Yeah. I worked in demolition.
Demolition?
I've had knocking shit down.
Oh, my God.
Like construction. Not like derby. Well, you're not 28 like a
28-year-old me okay. just went into a deep, dark rejected crush on you, just
please.
All of this.
Oh, you heard demolition, you said that's my guy. Yeah. This guy can swing a hammer.
yeah
No, can demolition is the antithesis to building. Construction.
You
knock shit down. If there was a place that was half burned down, I said I'll finish the job. You give me that sledge, I'll take her down. But have had many, many odd jobs.
What position did you play in football in Maryland?
They threw me around a lot, sister. But mostly my home was at center. I was, you know what? I'll give you, I'll lift the veil. I was a big porker. I was a big hoss. I was a big dog. Okay. I was 310 pounds in college. Yeah, center.
Oh, really?
And that's why I'm such a flirt. I played center.
Centers, you know what? Make all the fun you want. They make excellent husbands. They're very
You're
devoted
right.
to their women. They're, mm-hmm. you know, my husband was an O-lineman, and he always says, like, O-linemen, you know, they were the first to get girlfriends because they were just real happy when it happened.
Oh my
so,
God. It's like any attention was like me. Yeah. You can see through all of this meat. There was just so much.
Wait, is that why you're funny? Were you funny because you were?
Oh, certainly. Well, yeah, I was. Yeah. I
just
want
to know what everybody's
little...
trauma is that makes them
yeah,
funny.
Please. Oh, I thought that's what this was about. That's why I was so happy to be on.
Talk it through.
I have so much. I was a chubby little boy, and then I shot up into a beanpole, and I said, "This ain't right." So I threw on a cool 60 pounds in high school, for football playing purposes, and then it's so bizarre. Like, I still identify like in my most formative years, maybe not my most formative, but certainly very formative years of 18 to 23, or even say 15 to 23. I was a big fella, and that's how I like view the world. You know, that's why I'm, you know, I'm always clapping big boys on the back and going, "Look at you, look at you, you mountain! Come on, let me get a couple handfuls." Yeah, I think a lot of my personality is due to the fact that I was such a large man. And I said, don't let the meat fool you. I'm a good guy.
We know that, like, I'm not that tall. I'm 5'8". And when I would audition, I was pretty tall comparatively. Like, I never wore a heel. I can't imagine for you, like, this town's a little bit of a short town. Like, you must walk in and be like, here we go, let's party. And they must love it.
And I announce it.
Can you announce it?
I say, all right, short freaks, here comes a big boy.
How tall are you?
Short guys are
your
like,
king has arrived.
Get out of here.
Lordy! I'm 6'5", 6'4 and a half in a doctor's office, 6'5 on paper. And 6'6 to anyone who wants to step.
Thank you.
You're 6'5 whenever women are talking about you, and 6'6 whenever a woman is super bragging about you. He's like 6'4, probably 6'5, maybe 6'6, I think.
Yeah.
You've got the stuff to take Jacob Elordi on head on. Just like erase him.
Come on, yeah.
But
one's ready for a blue collar presence, right?
Disagree. Yeah, they are.
Well, I'm just saying the masses. Who do we got? We got David Harbour. He ain't treating nobody good. But I will say DTS St. Louis, incredible. It's a good time for him to play an endearing fella.
I started watching.
So endearing. I love him in it. I'm back. Sorry, Lily.
So are these okay? You've brought him up a couple times now. Is he one of your faves?
No, not really. He's just top of mind right now.
Okay.
Your faves? Your comedy
Hunks?
Faves? Who do you
comedy faves.
Then
comedy wise, I was just thinking about this. Zach Galifianakis was really huge for me. Jack Black, obviously, in anything.
Yeah.
God, there's so much. I was a child of television, obviously.
You know, I'm hearing a lot about Blissey. Like the undercurrent is that everybody needs to have one of these because it makes like your sleeping experience better, but it also makes your skin and your hair better.
Blissey silk is so super soft and it comes in great colors and it makes my skin and my hair feel really good the next day. Evidently, I'm a rough sleeper. Who knew it?
Here's the deal. Blissey pillowcases help improve your skin and hair by reducing fine lines, sleep creases, frizz, and breakage. And it also prevents breakouts. That's good to know. They're made from 6A grade 100% pure mulberry silk, which is naturally cooling, breathable, and much gentler satin on both your skin and your hair. And might I just say, it is the most delicious experience to sleep on one of these.
They've sold 3 million of them. They're obviously great. They've been featured in Vogue, Oprah Daily, Good Morning America. And because you're a listener, Blissey is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com. That's blissy.com/imomsohard. And use code imomsohard, imomsohard, to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and your hair will thank you. Let's talk about your comedy and that, because that's the thing that I love is like you're playing these like meatheads, like hyper masculine guys with a good wink to it. And I think that's really enjoyable. And is that intentional or is that just your brand? You love to.
You know, what's funny about that is, I know what meat suit I'm walking around in. I know how I look. I'm, you know, being in public spaces and kind of sticking out, you know, I'm just hyper aware of how I look, especially like going back to the improv thing of like, I know you guys probably view me as this asshole, like this jock asshole. So I did everything to like really, you know, soften that blow, so to speak, of walking into a room of like, I'm nice. And
I really appreciate how honest and earnest you're being right now about the trouble
thanks.
Being attractive.
it's a hard road.
You have no idea what it's like.
I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, look at this guy. He's like good looking. He's charismatic. He's wearing a tank top And he's really, really sweet at the same time. This guy's got it all. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. I'm just not.
I have just your way. My whole life.
I'll pull
hot enough that I could be diminished or demeaned. And
I'm going to work for that. I'm going to work for that sympathy here.
We like where you're at.
I also acknowledge the fact of, like, women feel like this all the fucking time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like you become objectified right when you, you know, start maturing into a woman. And even before you start maturing into a woman. So, yes, yeah. I understand, Kristen. It's not that hard. But it is. No, it's not.
God, please.
Well, I do think in the comedy world, too, because it like, weird-looking people are very funny. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's, you know, like Will Ferrell always said, like, he had a body made for comedy because he's just got this weird, like, boxy torso with weird indent.
We're going to have him on, and then we're going to play this clip for him.
And he's like, what happened? You're such a good
He will
fan.
Hunt me down. No. But, I mean, to that, though, it's like, it's not that funny of a body unless you know how to use it. You know what I mean? And it's like playing into that. And to get back to your question, Jen, it's like, just knowing how I look and knowing what would seem kind of silly coming out of my mouth, or just like so overtly aggressive. Another huge influence of mine is Kenny Powers and that bravado and the hubris and any real big hubris driven egomaniacal man is someone I go, I love that. I love that a lot. And I want to do that because it's fun to play into that. And most of the time it's like, what's so funny is that people are like, oh, it's so genius. I can't believe you came up with that. It's like, buddy, I'm playing to the height of my stupidity. I'm just trying to think of the stupidest shit. And really also just like not try to think that much, because it's like someone that looks like this wouldn't think that much. And you don't. It kind of – just the same thing in like improv. You sit there and you think about shit. It ends up sucking, becomes all like so like presentational as opposed to just like – lived in and real, and you get that. You let a scene flow. You just let all the funny shit is like the most human shit, and guys that look like me can be human. Surprisingly.
Well, next time I see a 6'5", jacked beefcake walking around, I'm gonna walk up and go,
you need a
hug. I see you. I feel you, and I'm. I hope you're doing okay. I just Thank want you. You to just get in here.
And you're going to stab me in the gut.
No,
like Julius Caesar.
You seem like the, you know what's fun about you is you seem like the guy that we've all had that we all know who can just take a joke as well as sling a joke. And it's constant fun and banter and lightheartedness. I'm sure everybody in your ether is grateful that that's what you bring to the table. You know what I mean?
That's so kind. I'm going to tear up. That's so nice.
Yeah. That makes up for my Henry Cavill comment.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm back. I forgot. What? But now that I remembered it, I'm
Let me pile
again.
On to that.
I'm like a goldfish.
I don't want to blow the secret of your comedy, but I love that you are in on it. And like that some where the internet is just a garbage can, it's nice to see like smart people, you know.
Thank you. I really feel such, not a heavy burden, but I feel a real responsibility of represent shining a light on what is happening with men right now. And there's so many ways you can take that statement, and
yeah,
there's so many ways I could elaborate on it, but
please.
I mean,
it's a
men,
podcast. You might as well.
All right, cool. As long as we have 3 hours for me to wax poetic about men.
Sure.
It feels kind of directionless right now. And by that, there's so much content education, but just like there's just so many things being said about men, and there's being so many things being presented about men and to men and how men are being presented and represented. And it's like we really need to take the piss out of it and say, like, guys, like, relax. It's okay to, and that's the thing. It's like I think this persona kind of looks like infallible in a way of like, man, that guy's kind of never wrong. And it's like, oh, maybe that's what these guys are kind of like. Maybe that is the idealistic man. And on the other side, you know, I cry all the time. I go to therapy weekly. While my IQ may be low, my EQ, I'm talking Mensa. If there was a Mensa for EQ,
our listeners are going to need to pull over with all of this and handle themselves.
So you're going to create, there's going to be a lot of women that are like, I just, give me a second. I need to breathe. He's bragging about the size of his emotional IQ right now.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. But that, at the same time, it's like, you put a guy in therapy and he's going to be like, I'm going to be so fucking good at therapy. Jesus fucking Christ.
I know.
You know what I mean?
A manly way of approaching
it. It's still the same thing.
If you're not watching this on YouTube, his EQ is bursting out of his tight tank top right now.
Yeah.
And his ears are bleeding. they're pooling with blood. But that's the thing, is that like, we can take this bravado and we can take this frustration and these feelings of despair and loneliness and reinvest them into ourselves. And this is something that I'm very anti-patriarchy. I think it's held us from developing.
Hold on, I need to pull over. Well, don't you think that a lot of men feel better being angry? Because that feels like a safer, like more powerful emotion.
100%, because that's what they see as the exemplary representation of masculinity, of like, you know, everyone wants to look like Russell Crowe in Gladiator and avenge his fallen wife. And like, instead of being like, I'm really sad, he's like, I'm going to go kill the Roman Empire. I'm going to destroy the Roman Empire from the top down. And I'm not saying getting revenge for your slain wife is a bad thing. I hope if any of your partners get slain, that you get the revenge
in
this life or the next. Absolutely. Right. And that you're reunited in the afterworld. But like, men are more scared of just like to get the point I was trying to make about anti-patriarchal views is like, men are just scared of being emotional like women. Men are so scared of like being in touch with their femininity, and it's like, and it's also the fact that we have to like separate, like, femininity is being emotional. It's like, no, being emotional is being human, and women are just much more in tune with that and have a more direct channel to it, because they've had to deal with all of fucking men's shit and process men's shit for for eternity. I just find it so fascinating. And I also, maybe it's also a little regressive in that, like, I'm a little bitter that I've done all this work on myself. And I'm not saying other men haven't. I know plenty of men who do more therapy than I and have dived even deeper into their past traumas and what have you. But that a lot don't, and they'd rather blame their problems on other things, on external things, instead of looking intrinsically and being like, what's really going on? And no one understands their wounds. I don't want to say no one, again, that's not fair. But a lot of these men don't understand their wounds. They don't understand what they're scared of.
I think what's happening for you, though, is I think you're taking these very complicated, complex ideas and you're simplifying them to a character that can relate to the person who's afraid to talk about all those things you just talked about.
Yeah.
You're taking a bigger, greater, more, I mean, because it doesn't take a genius to figure out when you look at your content and you see what you're doing. And when we talk to you, you're not dumb. You're not a one note. You're not just a good looking guy. There's more to you than that. But I think what's fun is you're adding this levity to complicated structure, and it makes understanding things easier. And I just think that's what it really comes down to. We're all nuanced people, but at the end of the day, when you see a funny video that is representative of a type and it breaks through something you think you know, you feel smart, you feel seen, it feels fun, and it does a little bit of work, you know?
Yeah.
So I think
for sure.
Well, listen, this has been super fun, and we'd like to have you back at some point. And just keep us posted, and we're going to watch you online in a weird way, but it's not.
Please.
You're invited to Thanksgiving, dear, too, because have a huge Thanksgiving that we do. And it's because doing comedy for, you know, in LA for 25 years, nobody goes home. You either go home for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. So everybody's here for Thanksgiving. So we make a huge Thanksgiving dinner.
And, great.
So you're invited. We like you. We support what you're doing. You're like doing the Robin Hood of comedy thing. You've got like a good underlying message to it. And you're just delightful. You're going to have whatever you want. Keep doing it, even though it's relentlessly hard. Just keep at it.
Thank you so much. That's so freaking kind. All right, y'all. Thank you for having me. This has been an absolute delight. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Such a fan. Okay. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
You too. Bye.
Is he our boyfriend, Jen?
I need to have a conversation with my husband about
that. That guy is top notch. What a darling.
A gem.
Gem.
Yeah.
Follow him. Look, watch his content. Enjoy your life with him. And Jenny, did we just podcast?
I think we podcasted. I think we just also chose like the next like crush of the century. Mm.
Pioneer.